This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
It's Bleck and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Bleck and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Welcome in. It's Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You can watch the show this morning on Twitch. Search for the channel ESPN 1000 Chicago. We have some sports to talk about this hour. This is a sports talk radio station, Abdallah, but it wouldn't be right to start today's show without addressing what has been taking place in this city and all over the country over the course of this weekend. And then also in the last week, since Monday, when George Floyd passed away at the hands of a police officer in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the response with the protests, the peaceful protests, as we sit here today, supporting those protesting peacefully. And then here in downtown Chicago, we are broadcasting from the corner of State and Lake, our studios at ESPN 1000. And basically, everything's okay here. Everything's okay for ABC 7, the television station, but basically everything around us in the loop overnight was demolished, ruined, and there's glass everywhere throughout the loop. Businesses just taken over overnight as the peaceful protests turned into something very different if you live in the downtown area and around the loop.
Yeah, and that's kind of what's sad is, you're waking up this morning on, you know, May 31st, and you're looking around and you're watching the news and you see the images from yesterday. A lot of the images aren't from the peaceful protests that were happening earlier in the day around the country. They're from the fires that were started. They're from, you know, Macy's having all of their windows, you know, beaten in, and the Walgreens here on the corner beaten in, and the Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks and Potbellies and all of the stores around here, and the stores on Michigan Avenue, Nike completely cleared out. All of those stores being looted and riots happening in around here in the South Loop. And that's what's sad about this, is that the narrative this morning isn't about George Floyd and about the peaceful protesting and changing what is happening in this country. And it's about what chaos ensued overnight. And the focus still needs to be on the peaceful protesting, what happened to George Floyd, and trying to create change. And what it's like to be a black person in America and have your voice heard and wanting to be seen and wanting to, you know, have the country acknowledge you as a person and as an equal person with white people and with along with everybody else. You and I aren't black. We it's not like we're trying to identify with the struggle of the black American. And that's the point, is that we are all different. We need to see that we're all different, and that's the point of the peaceful protest, you know. And it's not just these big businesses. Small businesses were being looted, and that's where, you know, the looting is taking they're not in the right place, obviously, the rioters and the looters. They're not in the same place as the peaceful protesters around the country, you know, in Atlanta, in Chicago here, even a bunch of black owned businesses were hit. And you know that's just rioters just creating chaos. That is not, you know, a protest. You want to protest and you want to, you know, be on the front lines and you want to do all that stuff. I approve of all of that. Protest peacefully, march down the street, you know, disrupt traffic. That's the point of a protest. It's not, protest isn't convenient, you know. And that's the point of a protest, is to create awareness and to be like, hey, this is happening. I'm sorry your day is screwed up. You know, like, yeah, that's the point of the protest. And because when the protest was peaceful and Colin Kaepernick was kneeling, that wasn't cool either. Like, that's what, not, I said it was fine, but I'm saying,
yeah,
like,
people weren't okay with the peaceful protest of Colin Kaepernick in 2016.
People weren't okay with it. So then there was
protesting.
And to
be honest, people are still not okay with it, because why is he in the NFL?
Exactly.
You could argue whether or not he's worthy of a spot based on his ability on the field, but listen, he's been iced out.
Mm-hmm.
And so the peaceful protest was there, and that wasn't acceptable, right? Like, and so, like, this whole thing, and if you want to join us, 312-332-3776. We live in this city. If you're a part of the fabric of Chicago and you have a thought on this, you're more than welcome to join us for the conversation. We won't spend the whole show on it, but I don't see a way that we could start a show today without addressing this, because we live here. This is all that took place yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Like, watching the protests, I was glued to the helicopter feed all day.
Mm-hmm.
I just like watching helicopter feeds, whether it be a police chase or whatever the case may be. I like consuming what the media is putting together. And so to see the peaceful protests, it was cool. People really showed up, and they had their voices heard. And they made an impactful point yesterday. And hopefully that is the message long term that sits with people. But unfortunately, as we sit here this morning, the curfew was put in place at 9 o'clock last night. And it seemed like from 8 o'clock last night on throughout overnight, it turned from a peaceful protest and those folks going home and knowing that their work was done for the day and they made their point, their voices were heard. And it turned into people who just wanted to ruin our city. And living downtown, it's something I heard throughout the night. Vandalism and police sirens and fire trucks and just the whole thing throughout the evening of people doing harm to our great city, the great downtown area. You know, like, everyone from the suburbs, if you don't live downtown, you still visit this area. That's what's so cool about Chicago, is people like to be downtown. People like to be a part of it. People like to be here. Everything in the Loop last night was ruined. If you walk by any business, the windows are smashed out.
Yeah.
Chances are the merchandise inside said establishment was ripped out into the street as well. There were fires set, multiple fires set on Wabash last night. Fire set on Michigan Avenue last night. I live in the South Loop. Every business in the South Loop, for the most part, from what I saw coming in this morning, completely trashed. The grocery stores, the convenience stores, the small business restaurants, just trying to make ends meet throughout the pandemic, all ruined this morning. So, I mean, the cause is different from what we saw last night after 9 o'clock. The vandalism and what we saw after 9 o'clock is not what people were fighting for. The message from Colin Kaepernick, that's not what we saw last night after 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The message from people peacefully protesting in honor of George Floyd, that's not what we saw after 9 o'clock. And like you said, Adam, I could never know the footsteps that someone who is black or a person of color can live each and every day with. I will never know that. As a white male, I will never know that. I will never know or understand the fear they live with each and every day, just leaving their house to go get a morning coffee or to run an errand or to do whatever they do in their lives. I will never understand that. But I can have compassion for them. I can have empathy for them. I can have concern for their well-being, because last night I saw a lot of ugly things in this city. And then also, like, the overlying item is that all these people are coming together, and this is a pandemic. COVID-19 is still out there, yet people are coming together. And that's the one thing we have been told to stop doing, is come together. Mass collection of people is not what is going to help us get through the pandemic. So I'm concerned about their health as well. And the only other thing that I can do right now, besides use this platform that we're using today to have a conversation about it, is remind people that elections take place. You can register at any time, register to vote, and when you get a chance, vote. Go out and vote and make a difference.
And in every facet of government, you know, not just for the president every 4 years, for, you know, but we had a great caller last hour about know your congressmen, know your senators, know your aldermen, know the judges in your community, know these people that are making the laws. And Chris, it starts at, you know, a lot of people, a lot of parents are going to wake up. I'm not a parent, obviously, neither are you. But I was raised by parents, obviously. Like, we all were brought up by someone.
I was raised by parents.
Yeah, well, this starts at home is what I'm trying to get to. Is this starts at home. And a lot of people are going to have to explain what is going on to their kids. And this all starts at home. The first time I was called a racial epithet was in grade school. And talk to any minority, and I guarantee you, the first time they were called something that was against their race was in grade school, in elementary school at some point. And kids are an open book. Kids repeat what they know, and they learn it from home. So use this time to teach your kids. My parents always taught me through, you know, when I lived overseas and I was a minority there, when I came back here during 9/11, they always taught me compassion for other people and compassion for even for the people that were saying stuff against me, you know, for the racists, for everybody, compassion for everyone, teach rather than react, all that kind of stuff. Now is a time to really, if you don't think you can do anything, you don't go out and protest, you can do the best you can when it comes to elections, you can donate as much money as you can, teach your kids about different people. Saying that we're all in this together, we're all the same. Yeah, we are. But ultimately, we're all different. I'm different from a black person, from a Mexican person, from a Spanish person, from a Japanese person, from a Chinese person, from everybody. We're all different. We're all humans, but we're all different, and we all have different experience the world differently. And people need to know how you experience the world, and that's all that everybody wants. That's all what people are protesting. That's what this is about, is being seen, being heard, being equal, being equally seen and equally heard.
Let's go to Mike on the South Side. Mike, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, man?
I'm 58. I'm an Italian-American from New York. But until you remove the lie that has been foisted upon the world for at least 450 centuries, that white means better, white means more intelligent, white means more beautiful, that lie was foisted for economic reasons. Until you remove that lie, racism will not really have a significant blow done to it. But if you remove that lie, I believe you will begin to dismantle racism, if not altogether dismantle it. That is the biggest lie that has been foisted upon humanity. You can go to what happened in Rwanda in 1994. What was it? The Belgians convinced the Tutsis that they were better than the Hutus because they had lighter skin and were taller and had bigger craniums. Everywhere you go, you see this. I have an orphanage in a school in Haiti. You see Haitian women that are using this cream. When I first got there, I'm like, why are you putting cream on you? Oh, they tell us in Creole, because we want to be lighter skinned. Because when you're lighter skinned, you're more beautiful and you're a better person. Everywhere I go in the world, it's the same. Even African-American women here, they don't have afros anymore. They're making their hair like white women. So this is still a very big problem, and we're doing it without even realizing it.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Let's go to Greg in Inglewood. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Greg?
Oh, what's going on, guys? Black Madala, love you guys. Love this show. This is absolutely positive. Mike from the South Side, you are the greatest. Thank you for saying that. It's a lot to unfold. You know, a lot of this stuff isn't just George Floyd. You know, what Mike said, he's Italian. He said 450 centuries of this going on, the people thinking that white is right. You know, a lot of the things aren't being said. But it goes back even further than that. Even white people were taking arsenic pills way back in the centuries to become lighter. You know, so it's been going on way before this. But black, we see this every day in hip hop. I don't have to speak on it. I can just reference it and you'll know what I'm talking about. the caller who was Asian, who said, you know, his history was being whitewashed in the movies. I mean, if you don't believe that, I don't know what to tell you. But we see this every day. So it's bigger than George Floyd. The racism, the less than is more than that. So when you talk about riots, Martin Luther King said, the riot is the voice of the unheard. You know, so you have your peaceful protests. People close their blinds. You know, you've been on the inside of businesses where there's protests outside. And it that's unheard. You know, yeah, sure, there's a problem with foot traffic. You know, crossing picket lines may get you knocked out. But if you see this, okay, I'm protesting. People are closing their blinds. People are turning a blind eye. The riot is the same as the protest. It is the rage. Now, when you speak about the businesses, this is what the insurance is for. So I'm a chef. So COVID-19 has drastically affected the restaurant business. So imagine May 29th, when everybody is expected to be able to really go out and relax, you see this happening. Well, that insurance money that you may be getting can recoup for that business that you lost during COVID-19. So there's a broader spectrum to that. So you can't talk about money when you think about this. When you say that the riot is now what we focus on, that's the blind eye. No, it's still about George Floyd. The rage and the riot was about George Floyd. You have to see that is all one thing. When you talk about peaceful protests, that should be relative to context. Police, you could say they peacefully protest when they block off people and everything else, right? That's peaceful, but then they can pepper spray. It's not like anybody can do that
right
to the police.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So when you talk about the riot, it's not like, okay, the police can peacefully protest, block everybody off, and then they can riot and kill a black man, unarmed, four people. I don't have to talk about the story. You know what I mean? So the worst that anybody can do hasn't even been done. So businesses can recoup the money and everything else as long as there's been no losses of life, which there was, which was the cause of the riot. It's all one thing. You can't separate it. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you for your call, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, it's well said. I think the only thing I would add to that is I think at a certain point last night, it wasn't people out for a political statement or a humanitarian statement of right versus wrong downtown. It turned into something else that was like whack-a-mole, right? Like the police did not have enough to cover the entire downtown area. Mm-hmm. So the moment they would go one spot, looters and rioters would go to a different spot, different location, and trash everything in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Then the police would rush to that spot, and then they would go elsewhere and pop up again. And, you know, it's hopefully that's it when it comes to it for this weekend, but we'll see what today brings. Can I give you something that I saw yesterday that was actually really cool? We talked about a lot of unfortunate items throughout the show today. Something that was really cool that I saw yesterday, we'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Did you watch SpaceX send astronauts into space towards the space station?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
That was really cool.
I think if they could have, I mean, a few people probably wanted to be on that ship.
God, I think I only saw two seats. Could they add some seats?
Yeah. No, it was okay. Like, I didn't think I'd be as in, look, I'm not into all the countdown and everything. Like, it was a lot of build. It's like watching a Super Bowl pregame show that starts at 10. Like, the guy that starts watching the Super Bowl pregame at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I'm geared up I'm ready for the Super Bowl. The coverage starts at 10 a.m. And then you're like, this game's not till 5 something? Like,
well, I started watching the live stream of that, like, 35 minutes to go, so they were already fueling and they were in the seats. Mm-hmm. I kept thinking to myself, man, they have to be in that seat for a long time, don't they?
Yeah, they have. Yes.
It's a 19-hour flight to the space station.
That's a long ride. Yeah,
but it's not like you don't show up. You don't just show up.
They were
say,
diapers, right?
I don't know.
Like, what do you do for 19 hours?
They probably do, right?
If right before the launch, one of them was
that's what I was thinking.
Give me 10 to 15 minutes in a magazine and I'll be right back.
The whole process is so long. Like, it's not like, hey, Abdallah, let's go on a car trip. Okay, get in the car and go. It's they were in that position sitting waiting for like 3.5 to 4 hours.
Dude, twice.
Before they even left for their 19-hour trip. Could you imagine going to O'Hare? I mean, like, all right, I'm here. I've got 4 hours to burn. Like, they didn't have a Chili's that they could go sit at and wait.
You and I have gone to O'Hare, got on a plane, got 3/4 of the way to our destination, and the plane went, we got to go back. And we went all the way back to O'Hare, had to get a new plane.
Yeah, we did that.
Eventually ended up in the beautiful city of Birmingham, Alabama.
We did the math that if we would have just drove from Chicago, we would have gotten there at about the same time.
Yeah.
That flight. What was so weird about that flight was that we were like over Tennessee before our plane turned around and came back to Chicago.
Never mind.
I remember texting you being like, I can tell based on the banking and our flight trajectory that we just turned completely around.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, yeah, we definitely are heading back to Chicago.
And but yes, you're right. And I think remember during the
they're in that seated position for over 19 hours.
Do you remember during the celebrity call-in, Waddle and Sylvie had the astronaut call-in,
yeah.
Nicole Stott? I think she's calling in tomorrow.
To talk about it?
To talk about
that's
SpaceX.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's
because
cool.
It's cool. And like the cool shot was, you know, when they got rid of that dragon thing and then you could see the Earth and like how
dragon
it's,
thing,
how it's
that's,
not,
that's the rocket ship that they
how,
flew
like, it's
up
not
there.
Flat.
There's like three sections of the ship.
There's that distinct curve.
Well, yeah, yes.
Like in the Earth?
We get it. Yes. Flat earthers. It's not real. I get it. The Earth is round. Yes. You saw the shot. So this is something I thought was interesting. On their way to the spaceship itself, they listened to 3 songs on the car ride over. You know, they were in a Tesla because it's SpaceX, right?
Of course.
In the Tesla, they listened to 3 songs.
Were they all Grimes songs?
No. One of them was Star Spangled Banner.
Of course.
Trumpet edition.
Of course. Trumpet edition?
Yeah. That's some trumpets.
As opposed to the trombone edition?
I guess.
Okay.
But I get that. I get it. That's awesome. Cool. Here are the other 2 songs. The first one, I totally get. Now this one hits. AC/DC, Back in Black.
Is there a movie where there's a space crew walking out to this song? Like there's
Armageddon?
Smoke, and all of a sudden they're walking. I don't know. Armageddon's a little more... what's that guy's name? Jerry Bruckheimer?
Yeah.
He did that movie?
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Jerry Bruckheimer's got more... I don't know. Poise? No, he doesn't.
So Back in Black was one.
Yeah.
Do you know what the other song was?
I don't.
The Girl from Ipanema.
Oh.
You know that song, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, like, I get it. Star Spangled Banner, totally understandable.
Yeah. America.
Patriotic.
Yeah.
Let's get this country up into space. We're using our own equipment.
Okay.
Privately owned. Here it is, up into space for America.
Okay.
Back in Black, right? We're going to tackle space. We're going for it. Wait, how does this song fit in?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because, dude, the astronauts, they're funny guys. They must be funny, right? And they thought it would be funny to hear this song before they got to the shuttle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this song does not pump you up. Well, but this song is kind of funny. Like, if the biggest moment of your life, if you were like, all right, we need a song to pump us up, and someone in the background goes, I've got the best idea. Let's play this song. And you're waiting for it to hit, right? You're waiting for something to really punch you in the face and get you going. Mm-hmm. And then they play this. And then the guy in the corner with the boombox starts dancing to it. That would definitely break the tension, right?
Well, I have a feeling, so like, this is a good elevator song, right? Like, you're going up in a big building, long elevator ride. So I feel like you're driving in your car, you're like, okay, this would be the one that I would like want to be sitting there, like as I'm waiting, not in the car on the way to it, but like sitting in the actual spacesuit, just like, do.
So do you think, is that what they were thinking about in the 4 hours they were sitting at the top of the space shuttle waiting to blast off?
I think they got to pick a song. I think we agree on the Star Spangled Banner.
So we sent up they both agree on that.
They both agree on that. Like, we got it. We're going to play the Star Spangled Banner, and then we each get a song.
So one guy was like, all right, we're rocking out.
Yeah. One guy was like, yeah. And you're like, okay, I get it.
We're going back to space.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yeah. And then the other one was like, my favorite song is The Girl from Ipanema. And you're like, maybe there's a sentimental value. I don't know. You don't know why. Maybe maybe he knows a girl from Ipanema. I don't know. Maybe that's where he met his wife or something. I don't know, man.
I just think if I was going up to space, I wouldn't want this song stuck in my head for the next 19 hours as we fly sitting in a seated position.
Will wants me to tell you that song pumps him up. That when he gets ready to listen to some Black and Abdallah. No, I'm mad at him. But he does like the song. Look, people like that song.
There's nothing against the song. It's a fine song.
It's a great song.
It's an okay song.
It's not, would have been my choice. What would your choice have been?
You know, to be honest, when I used to run competitive races, distance racing, I used to listen to the full album. No, I'm not kidding. I would start it, Hell's Bells, and just let it roll. AC/DC's Back in Black, the full album, the whole thing. You know why? Because this is why. The tempo isn't too fast that when you're like running and you're thinking about the music, it doesn't throw you off. Like I could never listen to Metallica when I ran because the tempo is too fast that like it messed with like trying to pace yourself.
Yeah.
But AC/DC is methodical.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's a good like hard like it gives the beat like something about it like clicked in my head, so I would listen to the full album before races.
Okay. Yeah.
What would you pick?
Well, I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? Rocket Man.
Wait.
Rocket Man.
Elton John?
Rocket, it's a great song.
Well, nothing against the song.
Do you not like Rocket Man?
That's getting you pumped up?
No, it's Rocket Man. But you're about to win.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
You're a rocket.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Thank you to Tyler Aki for producing today's show. Xander Huber coming up from 10 to noon right here on ESPN 1000. Namir on the west side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Namir?
All right, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
We got you.
All right, good morning, fellas. Glad you guys are broadcasting today. When I saw the carnage last night and this morning, I thought about you two guys because obviously y'all work downtown. But my reference is to the chef, Greg. Greg was saying, well, the business owners, they got insurance. And my question to Greg is, how would you feel if you owned the business for years and rioters and his words came by and destroyed it? So I thought that was unfair. But I appreciate him calling. And one more point. If you want to riot, just don't go to the stores when they open at all. Just look at the Montgomery bus boycott. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks didn't ride the bus. So if you want to hurt someone, just hurt them economically. And I think black people can do that as another way, as another form of rioting and protest. Thank you guys so much. You guys have a great show. Have a good week.
Thanks, Amir. Thanks for the phone call.
Absolutely. And I think that Namir makes a good point. You know, we all have to be more conscious of what we're doing. Companies you support, businesses you go to, people you vote for, you know, whether you vote or don't vote. You know, like he said, a lot of these corporations, like, look, like Nike's going to be fine. Like the Nike store is going to be fine. Like Walgreens is going to be fine. They've got a lot of money. They've got insurance for all this kind of stuff. It's the smaller businesses, the small camera store that's been here forever over on Wabash that was destroyed. You know, the black owned businesses on the western part of the loop and farther north, you know, Fat Tiger Workshop, RSVP. These are black owned businesses that support the community and put out products for the community. And they were destroyed last night and looted last night. So if you've got, you might have gotten a great t-shirt or a pair of shoes out of it, but you destroyed a black business that the protesters are trying to support. And that's the problem. Be cognizant of what you're doing. Be safe out there today. I know there's more protests scheduled. Hopefully it doesn't escalate into what happened last night. Hopefully the events of last night don't cause more retaliation by, you know, or more not retaliation, but a heavy hand from police, from the military police, from the National Guard that are starting to roll in places. I know the CTA has already been shut down here in Chicago. They're limiting loop personnel to essential employees only if you're trying to come down to the loop. And, you know, just, you know, like, don't turn this into a tourist attraction either. Don't come down and get some cool Instagram pictures of what's going on. You know, this is real. This is what people are dealing with. This isn't about clout and likes and retweets and how much you and posting how much you donate. I encourage you to donate to whatever cause you see fit to donate to. But it's not about, you know, showing off what you can because others can't right now. Like this, we're all supposed to be coming together and helping each other, seeing these people for who they are, and giving everyone a voice that deserves a voice, because everyone does deserve a voice, no matter who they are or what they are. They deserve a voice, and that's what this is all about. Hopefully this doesn't escalate into looting again, because what is there left to loot at this point? You know, after yesterday.
Well, in the loop, there's not much.
Yeah, exactly. Same with the Magnificent Mile. There's not a lot left there, but just don't...
Soft loop.
Exactly. Don't take this... Don't escalate this further. Protest if you want. I'll always support protests. Protest peacefully if you want to. I'll never, ever hinder someone from or talk bad about someone that wants their voice to be heard, because we all deserve our voices to be heard. And I'll never identify with someone who's protesting what they're seeing, because I don't know what it's like to be that person. I don't know what it's like to be. I'm not saying I've identified them, meaning I don't support them. I'm saying it because I don't know. I don't understand. Like, I don't know what it's like to be black in America. I don't know what it's like to be Hispanic in America or Asian in America. I only know what it's like to be Adam Abdallah, an Arab American who spent some time overseas. You only know how to be Chris Black. Tyler only knows how to be Tyler. Like, that's all we know. We can learn and we can empathize and we can sympathize with them and we can support people and we can, you know, work with organizations that support people that are disenfranchised. And I hope people do that and we all continue to bring each other up. But ultimately, you do as best as you can and with as much as you can. And hopefully this changes the minds of some people and encourages more involvement in our communities around the country to make our country better.
Yeah, absolutely. And support and empathy, I think, go a long way. And I think that's what, you know, you mentioned you don't know, you can't be in their shoes, someone else's shoes. And that's it. But you can try and understand and to accept and to have empathetic thoughts towards people. And I think that's what it's about.
You can listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen to people of color. Listen to black people. Listen to Hispanic Americans. Listen to Asian Americans. Listen to Arab Americans. Listen to people.
Who are upset. Rightfully so.
Yes.
Based on what we've seen recently. Let's give a shout out to Ravi Bejwal, Alexis McAdams, and Will Jones. ABC 7 Chicago last night crushed it.
Yeah.
As a Chicagoan, I was, and as someone who works in the media, I was shocked that news coverage from the other major stations in Chicago went to their national Saturday Night Live replay coverage.
That's
like, as a TV station, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Ravi and the crew, they stayed on late. Mm-hmm. They were on till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on the streets and they were reporting what they were seeing.
Talking to people that were still out, talking to protesters that were still out, that were doing stuff that wasn't violent.
So I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge that ABC 7 Chicago was the only station on the air last night covering what was going on in the loop. in this city. I know WGN was on for quite some time as well, but at a certain point, they went off the air, and it's like, you know, after 10 o'clock, your news ended, but the news wasn't done here in the city.
The news was just starting.
And I didn't understand how you could be running an old Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
And you know, like you mentioned, the three, Ravi and the two reporters are with him, working with the skeleton
Alexis and
crew.
Will.
Yeah. Working with the skeleton crew as it is because of, A, it's Saturday. B, we're in a pandemic where most people are working from home and we're all working with skeleton crews as it is. And to put on the broadcast that they did and to inform the people of what was going on for as long as they did was very commendable. Props to them.
I mean, as people that work in the media.
Yeah.
How did you not have live and local coverage all night?
So, that's crazy.
Shout out to them. Be safe today.
Yeah, be careful out there. Take care of each other. Pick each other up. Don't hurt each other. Support each other.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You are listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.